definitely answer it.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I just used my cousin's card to pay for something online. It's supposed to have been $2.95, and they took $59. You guys took $59.89. This transaction just happened today, and it says it's pending, and I want to cancel it. I can give you the card number or whatever you need.
Can we get started by getting your zip code?
36108.
What, that 33018?
The zip code is going to be on the card or the zip code where I live?
Where you live?
Okay, where I live is 36108.
Can I, that was 36018?
36108. I'm sorry.
No problem. And can I have a first and last name on the account?
What's your
name?
Kenny Jones.
Kenny Jones. K-E-N-N-Y. Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Could that be under any other name?
Sir?
Could that be under any other name?
What, and then that's on your card? He said no. It's called what, Daily Martin Turns? Daily Martin Trends? That is, you guys, correct? What
we
time
already,
to say it to y'all?
Pardon me?
He said,
oh, it didn't say the time.
Can you verify your address?
What's your address that's on that click to the card?
57 West Palera Drive.
57 West Palera Drive.
I mean, Southmont Drive.
Southmont Drive.
Okay, so we do, well, one moment. We do have a different email, so can you verify that email address? Well, we have a different address, so can you verify your email address?
Are you talking about my information or what's on the card information, sir? That's what I'm trying to see. Because the card holds the information different from mine, and the information I just gave you is the card holder information he's seeing right here. My cousin.
Can I have your first and last name if you don't mind?
Latoya, L-A-Y-T-O-Y-A. Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. It said I'm supposed to be winning a Dyson vacuum.
Yes, ma'am. And can you verify your address?
648 Community Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36108.
And do you recall on April the 8th, paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes for a vacuum, an iPad, or tablet?
Yes, it's supposed to be $2.95, but they took $59 out of my cousin's account. I'm sitting here looking at it.
And with the payment for that sweepstakes, it enrolled you into one of our Meal Planning apps, and the Meal Planning app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy. And currently, we are discounting all future months, $20 off.
No, it took $59. I'm looking at it saying Daily Martin Turns. No, DailyMartinTrends.com took $59.89. If that's the case, I need y'all to cancel it because I only asked him for $2 off of his card.
One moment while I get that canceled.
Thank you so much, sir.
No problem.
He said $1, $2. You see that you say $2.95.
Yeah.
They say -$50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a scam.
Yeah. And then you know who's doing.
Yes, ma'am, and I did get that account canceled for you, and I avoided that charge. So I stopped that charge from going through. And is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
No problem, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day and be safe.
You be blessed and have a happy and marvelous holidays.
Thank you, ma'am. You and your family also.
Thanks, thank you. Have a blessed one.
You too. Bye-bye.